I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about nothing happened. I just reminded of this principle the other day, talking about prayer. Sometimes we pray and it feels like nothing happened. And I was reminded of this kind of in a funny way, because one of my daughters was potty training, and she was sitting on her little toy potty, and she sits there for about 1 second, and she jumps up and she says, "Nothing happened." She sits back down again. I said, "You got to sit longer." About 2 seconds, jumps up, nothing happened. And she just keeps going back and forth like this. Nothing happened, nothing happened. And so I think a lot of times in a similar way, we pray to God and it feels like nothing happens. We are expecting this miraculous thing to happen instantly the moment we pray. Nothing happens. I was just reminded of myself. There was a time I remember when my daughter was sick. This is years ago. And God was teaching me about healing and some of these things at that time. And she was sick. I'm up with her in the middle of the night and I'm praying. I'm doing everything I can think of, but nothing's happening. It's learning to get to that place where we pray and realize that the moment we prayed, even though it didn't seem like anything was happening, something happened. Something happened. God goes on the move. But then we got to learn to rest and stop checking on it and all these types of things. We got to trust that something happened in that moment when we prayed. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our remembrance and make it active and alive and relevant today. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. And the Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is like an activation of all these benefits that are found in this new covenant. It's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of his sacrifice, to stir them into our mind and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do in the cracker and the juice. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take it, to take it with the fear of the Lord, that deep honor and reverence and respect and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus. And all that he went through, all that God was willing to do, that he loved us so much, he was willing to send his one and only son. So the process we typically start with this daily communion is with a daily prayer that about 2 minutes long, mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves, because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical workout or health and fitness advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise, one of the greatest ways to practice exercising our faith. It's a physical representation of it. Helps us to practice receiving this grace by faith, to experience God doing the work through us. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and be a blessing. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities. And ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's talk about the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. This is a time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. We're going to have this personal relationship with this with God, this eternal perspective with God. But it's got to be brought down into today to impact our daily actions and thoughts and words and decisions that we make today. And we're going to execute these four fundamentals and bring some fun and some energy and some presence into the day today. So our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. This is like the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. We're going to take our position in the light today. We're going to start with humility. We're going to position ourselves in humility, humbling ourselves underneath God, humbling ourselves in relationship to people. Because it's the humble that are given grace. It's the humble that are exalted and promoted. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to let it flow through us. We're going to forgive ourselves, stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves, and let it flow through us to other people, giving them the same love and grace God has given us. And we're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, always delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. And not just thinking about it, but physically expressing that gratitude into the world, writing it down, speaking it, embodying gratitude and praise in our bodies today. We're going to take our position in the light. We're stepping into Christ. And God has taken everything he has and he gave it all to Jesus. And we get to be in him today. So this day today, his spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, all the fruit of the spirit, his mind and wisdom, his kingdom, his purpose, his health, his energy, time, finances, you name it. It's all in there in the light and it's available to flow through us today. And one of the things that we have to learn to do is to understand all that he's made available and to learn to get it flowing through us. So our first step is to get positioned in it. And then we're going to start to magnify that light, to make it bigger or greater. We're going to expand that capacity where God can flow more of all those good things through us. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on, where our focus and attention is throughout the day. I like to think of it as meditation. What are the things that I'm repeatedly doing, repeatedly thinking about, repeatedly speaking, repeated behaviors? It's how we magnify. So today, this day, we can magnify God's word. We can magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness and his mighty works, our righteousness in Christ, that we've got peace with God. We got his blessing and favor on our lives today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us, whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report, and all the things that are going well, looking back at how far God has already brought us in our lives. Because what he started, he's going to sustain. What he started, he's going to finish. And see it through to completion. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring them into the light. And we're going to magnify God as bigger. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, magnifying the size of the issues and problems, bitterness, unforgiveness, venting, complaining, looking out for ourselves. And trying to figure it all out ourselves, putting all that pressure on ourselves, rather than resting and trusting in God. That's where we're going to recognize the symptoms. When we're in darkness or magnifying darkness, we might have the tendency to retaliate at people or snap at them. Maybe we withhold good things that we know to do because they did something to us that we didn't like. We might avoid people or give them the silent treatment. And none of those are the way of unconditional love and grace. None of those are loving other people the same way God has loved us. On the inside, you'll feel this weight and heaviness and pressure on you. You might feel hopelessness or helplessness or powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck, and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom of this. I think of it like a black hole, just sucks the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion about which steps to take or which direction to go. We get stuck in these vicious cycles that seem to keep repeat over and over again. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. There's this fullness in Him. Nothing's missing. Nothing's lacking. There's this fullness in Him. And when we rest, God goes to work. When we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. Energy levels rise up. You feel the peace and the joy and the love and the power and the mind and wisdom of Christ flowing through us. Now all of a sudden, we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. And if all that weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If you ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around, because every day life's throwing stuff at us to try to knock us out of position, try to get us to magnify the wrong things. And if we ever miss it, we get off track, just takes a moment to turn it back around. It's recognizing those symptoms first. Then we humble ourselves. Say, Father, I've missed it. Please forgive me. We receive that forgiveness from Him. We forgive ourselves in the middle. If we need to reconcile with anybody else, we take those steps. And then we just start praising and thanking Him for His grace and His goodness and His love. And that what He put within us is more than enough to handle whatever's coming our way today. There's grace for today. Then our third fundamental, we've got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and teach us and train us. But we've got to stay tuned into Him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start by getting my positioning through gratitude and praise. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen for a few minutes. Whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write it down. It's important to get it out of your head and onto the paper, out into the world, because it helps us to remember and not forget. And then we've got to stay tuned in today. As you go throughout the day, He's going to try to navigate our day. Staying tuned into His leading and direction. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just slow down for a minute or two. Get plugged back into Him. Get powered up in Him again. And then the final thing I like to do in my journal is to plan out the upcoming day with God. And what I've learned to do is to stick with what do I know to do? Because sometimes I was getting ahead of God. I would pray and ask Him for His leading and direction, but I wouldn't wait for Him to show me. And so sometimes I was getting out ahead of Him. On the other side, sometimes I was getting behind Him because I was procrastinating on good things that I knew to do. And so I've learned, what do I know to do today? And taking action on those things. So I make out the list. And then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day, expectation for the day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to get connected to Him first thing in the morning, start praising and thanking Him, start magnifying Him. Then we're going to walk out that plan together with Him, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, and full confidence in Him. He's right there with us every step of the way. And when we get to that place of that confident faith, this grace just begins to surge through us. He begins to beautify our lives, and beauty is attractive and magnetic, and it just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So nothing happens. Like I said, my daughter was working on potty training. She'd sit there for a second. Nothing happened. I've had those times where you pray and it just seems like nothing happened, and we're checking on it right away to see if something happens. But it's getting to that place where we believe. We receive the moment we pray. And we trust that the moment we prayed, something happened. Something happened. God's going to work. And we might not see it instantly. Sometimes, like my daughter in the potty training, it takes a little time. Sometimes it takes a little time to show up. So Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful to have You in our lives. Thankful for all that You did to connect us back to You and give us life. And we thank You that You hear us, that the moment we pray, the moment we try to connect with You, something happens. You hear us. You go to work. You're working more than I think we'll ever know behind the scenes. We're just so thankful for that. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Thank you for this opportunity to remember. It makes us right and holy and perfect in your sight. We can approach you with freedom and confidence because of his sacrifice. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, pour it out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this personal relationship with him. This personal covenant relationship with him. And that's what it's all about. So Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So, this message also applies into our health and fitness. You've probably seen the commercials where the guy gets on the treadmill, he's running away for 30 seconds, and then he hops off, he gets over on the scale, weighs himself. Gets back on the treadmill, runs for 30 seconds, goes back over and weighs himself. People do this, the equivalent of what my daughter was doing, what I was doing in prayer sometimes. People do the equivalent of this in health and fitness. They eat one healthy meal and they expect it all to shift in one day after one meal. They do one workout and they're like, "Oh, nothing happened." It takes some time. Trust that when you do that workout, you eat those healthy meals, that over time, those things are starting to work. They're starting to compound in your benefit. But you got to trust that process. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.